wasn't like that.
Hi, Bruce Raff from Baltimore Beatdown.
And Haruki.
Yes, I know. You've sent me and you've traded some questions.
Yeah, the questionnaires. Yeah,
right,
absolutely.
Right, and I friended you on Facebook, and actually your sister for some reason friended me.
Really?
So I see her posts all the time. She puts some wild stuff out there.
My sister is crazy. She's crazy. One of the biggest fans ever. So.
Right. Well, she goes crazy like the day before the game.
Oh, she's nuts. She's more competitive than I am.
She's got a colorful vocabulary too.
Yeah, I know. Sometimes I try to tell her to be careful, but I won't say she doesn't take it off of her brother.
Well, I have kids her age, and I have kids your age, you know, and I'm on Facebook, and they just roll their eyes at me as well. I was talking to Marcus Smith, because I interviewed the two of you last year, and I said, you know, coming in as rookies, now you look across the room, you see in the center of the room a bunch of these guys, and, you know, Lardarius Webb was drafted as a cornerback, but I see him playing a lot of safety out there.
Oh, absolutely. You know what we've been doing, especially since last week? Last week was what we called an expanded role camp, and last year, at the end of the year, we had so many guys go down that in every position, I would have to play nickel sometimes, and corners would have to play safety. So there were some times we were just throwing everybody up. I think something like this prepares us for, you know, late in the season when guys get injured, we're already prepared for that situation. So I think it's something that's great to have as an experience in the offseason.
Where did you expand your role to?
You know, I did a lot more nickel stuff and corner stuff, and even now, you know, on a scout team, when you go out there and just play scout reps at corner, it really makes a difference in your coverage skills. So, you know, some people don't take scout reps seriously, but at the same time, if you do take it seriously, it can increase your game in many different ways.
I noticed today you had a sack coming off the edge, and I noticed it seems to be becoming a specialty of yours in the game. You seem to rush from that weak side, you know, and catch that quarterback nap, and you're looking to snap some heads back.
Oh, you know, I'm looking for any opportunity that the other teams are willing to give me. You know, I'm a competitive guy, and I feel like I fit the attitude of this defense real well, and that's the same with any other defense guys that we came in with last year. So, you know, the rookies are seeming to pick it up, and as long as they keep picking it up, we're all going to be really good.
You still best buds with Zibby?
Oh, absolutely. We're going to be good friends for a long time, you know. A lot of people in that situation feel like, oh, they got to be more competitive than each other, but we've actually grown so close to each other, where last year during camp, we were leaning on each other, so, and that's a friendship you've got to have in the league. So we've developed a great friendship, and it's taken us a long way so far.
Some of the readers on the beatdown were real disappointed to see Jimmy Leonard go, but Juan Landry looks like a beast. He looks like he is so ripped. And as far as I'm concerned, you have four safeties between you, Zibby, Juan, and Ed that easily could pair up and start on any team in this league.
Well, you know what? That's because the coaches have always prepared us in a way that we have to be ready to step in whenever. And, you know, last year when Juan had that unfortunate neck injury, you know, Jimmy had to step up. And it also expanded the roles of Zibby and mine, myself. But Juan looks great. As far as me and Zibby, we're excited to have him back because we know how much he means to the defense. And when you got a guy like that, he only makes your defense that much better. He's a great run-stopping safety. He plays well in the pass. And he's just one of the guys, it's almost mandatory you have to have a guy like that on the field. And him and Ed being back there at the same time is one of the best tandem safeties in the NFL.
Well, I think being back there is just as good in some places. It was nice to meet you.
Hey, it was nice to meet you.
All right, thanks.
Thank you
for the time.